Vicki Schmidt of Schmidt & Associates.
Morning.
And how are you?
I'm good.
So we're talking drug testing today.
Yeah, okay.
And do you specialize in drug testing? Do you do other tests beyond drug testing?
We do drug and alcohol. We'll do paternity, DNA.
Oh, you do?
Oh, mm-hmm.
Well, what's the majority of your business?
Drug and alcohol testing.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about that. You've got a very nice wall of drugs here, from marijuana, cocaine, narcotics, stimulants, depressants.
Mm-hmm.
Would all LSD, acid, I didn't know anybody did those anymore.
Oh, yes.
Okay. But then again,
intelligence has not gone up.
I thought heroin was like
huge
yesterday, but apparently
no.
It's the current. That's like the number one problem.
Right now, and PCP is making a huge comeback as
PCP?
Well. Yeah.
What, is Lawrence Taylor back in the marketplace?
You know, it's, yeah, all to be impaired.
You know, I'll tell you what, last January, I was in Deadwood, South Dakota,
mm-hmm.
and I interviewed a painter who was also a city council member. And he told me after the interview was done, he said, Jason, we have a serious heroin problem in Deadwood. And I said, come on. He goes, no, this isn't overblown. He goes, no, it's real problem.
It's everywhere in the whole nation.
Is it, what do you know what's caused this new surge of heroin problems?
No, my gut tells me that we did a big push about how addictive meth is.
Okay.
So they have to find something that isn't quite as addictive. Well, and also with the doctors prescribing opiates as easily as they
mm-hmm.
do, they can't get those pills anymore. Well, you were giving me 30 every 2 weeks, now you cut me to 15. They have now gotten addicted to the opiate, so they need a replacement.
Wow. So we're all becoming Michael Jackson and
mm-hmm.
Prince, where
pretty
our bodies are just so immune to
what we've been
to
prescribed.
Right, the Percocet and everything
mm-hmm.
else. That
it doesn't work anymore.
We need to go to the black market.
I need, instead of two working, it's kind of like, remember, have you ever taken hydrocodone or oxycodone?
I've never even taken an aspirin.
Oh, good for you. Well, when you first are prescribed an opiate, one pill, you're laying on the couch, half in a daze.
Mm-hmm.
2 days later, that one pill, now you need two to get there. Now
sure.
I need three.
Well, your body adjusts.
I need four, I need five. It's kind of like an alcoholic.
Yeah, well, even penicillin, they were talking
mm-hmm.
about how it was becoming a problem because we were becoming immune to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we needed to find something stronger than penicillin.
Same concept.
So we might go back to leeches. Who knows? I'm just kidding.
You know, that's...
I even heard Quaaludes were making a comeback.
All the stupid stuff.
Wow.
I think back to when I was growing in the late 60s, 70s. Oh, we thought it was crazy then. People were smoking pot and doing speed and
mm-hmm.
ingesting LSD. What could get worse? Oh, well, here we are. 2016, and if it isn't good enough, I'm going to mix it with something else.
Hmm.
Because I want to be that impaired.
So, are you seeing a rise in employers testing for drugs? Or has it always been the same and we're just testing for more drugs? Or where are we at with the employers and the drugs?
I'm actually seeing more non-mandated, meaning the companies that the DOT doesn't say has to, wanting to be part of the drug program because they don't want them to come to their workplace.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing more and more people wanting to test for more drugs. It used to be we tested for marijuana, cocaine, opiates, amphetamines, and PCP. Now we have to test for benzos and barbs and oxy, methadone, methamphetamines. So 10 panel instead of 5 has gotten to be pretty commonplace.
How is it possible to keep up with this? And I'll preface that by, I get how you can test for marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
But a couple years ago, there was the spice problem.
Mm-hmm.
And that was made by man.
And there's 450 of them are made by man.
Exactly. So, you know, you're talking 10 panel.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how does spice show up?
Spice is a specific test. It's called a synthetic marijuana. It's
okay.
Man-made. It's not grown. It's man-made.
Right.
Okay. We need a specific test.
So you actually have to say, I think he might be on
mm-hmm.
spice.
We need
test for spice.
Right. We need to test specific for that. Synthetic.
That'd be very difficult for an employer to...
Well, an employment testing, synthetic testing right now, For a rapid test, you can't legally do it out in the field. It's for forensic only.
Okay.
Okay, so a lot of employers, even though when I'm writing their policies, I'm including, I want to have the ability to test for synthetic and designer drugs. Because it's what's going on out there.
Mm-hmm.
If my policy doesn't say I can do it, you can come to work high as a kite and, oh well.
Yeah, you're just crazy.
Yeah, you're just having a crazy day. And if I test you for marijuana, you're going to pass. Unless you're also ingesting marijuana. But a synthetic won't show up. I have to test, especially when I'm using a rapid test kit, I have to have a reagent strip specific for the drug I'm looking for.
Okay.
Or it won't pick it up.
How about, what different types of tests? You said a 5-panel and a 10-panel. Mm-hmm. Now, I imagine a 5-panel is 5 different types of drugs.
Yep.
10 being 10 different types of drugs.
Yep.
What, is there blood testing?
We don't do blood testing for employment testing.
Okay.
There's no written rules for non-mandated testing, so we follow the DOT guidelines.
Okay. My understanding is blood testing, it's probably the least effective unless it's within a certain...
You got to be very short-lived.
24 hours, 48 hours. Okay.
For marijuana, hard drugs I can still get for 48 hours.
Okay. How about the urine test? Is that the most common?
Most common.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing more and more people switching. We call urine the gold standard.
Ha! No pun intended.
Yes. Okay. So that gold standard...
The gold standard.
...gives me a detection window for hard drugs, cocaine, opiates, amphetamines, meth, PCP, okay? 2 to 3 days. Could be up to 90 days for a chronic marijuana user. Well, that's great. Now, with the recreational and medical marijuana coming into play, I have a lot of employers calling and telling, I don't care what they do at night, as long as they're not high when they come to work. Well, with a 90-day detection window for marijuana, urine all of a sudden isn't right up there in the top 2.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're getting where oral fluid becomes an important player. Because the detection time is only 12 to 15 hours.
Oral fluid being saliva?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, so I could have smoked a pound of pot last night. If I quit at 7 o'clock, I'm already clean. I'll already pass that test.
Okay.
So I'm getting more and more employers that, well, I just don't want to test for marijuana. Well, no, you still need to test for it. You don't want them impaired at work. So I have more employers switching to that oral fluid. Because of that shorter detection mm-hmm. on the marijuana. But then I've got the other employer who wants no drugs, zero tolerance. They're choosing a hair test.
And that was what I was going to ask you. When I was out in the Bakken,
mm-hmm.
that was the push. Was
pre-employment.
Oil and gas companies, oil service companies,
mm-hmm.
DOT-affiliated companies mm-hmm. were really pushing for that hair follicle test.
It's because... If you have a hair on your body,
mm-hmm. anywhere,
I'm going to be able to test it, and I get a 90-day window. Well, if I get a negative test result back from that, I can confidently assure you that that's not an abuser. Yeah, he might have used once during that 90 days, but he is not an abuser that's using regularly because he would have failed the test.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives him that bigger window of, yep, I know he didn't just cheat me on this test.
Okay. Is there any way to cheat the test?
Oh, now, heavens, yes.
You know, the Minnesota Vikings with the Wizinator.
That's old news now.
Okay.
Okay, the Wizinator was popular because if your sample was out of our parameters, I have to have a sample between 90 and 100 degrees. We have guidelines, okay? If it was out of temperature, then we had to do another collection, and we pretty much had to see it leave your body and hit the cup. But there weren't any rules to, excuse my language, other than to whip it out, that's mm-hmm. all we had to see, was you whip it out. Well, the Wizinator looked very real. It was a prophylactic penis that came in 5 colors. So you could whip the right color out.
I didn't realize that.
Oh, yes-um. So DOT switched the rulings that now if I have to do an observed collection, because of those strap-ons, you have to drop your pants to your knees, lift your shirt to your chest, and pivot 360. So I know there's nothing taped, strapped, or tucked. Hence, the Wizinator's not popular anymore. Now they're doing things like buying synthetic urine.
Sure, sure.
You can pee clean. I'm going to get a urine sample from you, and I'm going to transport it into the clinic and hope it stays body temperature.
How would they keep it body temperature?
Be smarter than the bottle of urine.
Because that would be hard to do.
It's hard to do because if I set it right here, it's not going to stay 98 degrees.
Well, I was going to say our bodies are 99 degrees if you round
inside,
up.
Inside.
Yeah.
Inside, but not outside.
Right.
So, yeah, it's a catch. They microwave it. We've had body sample, body.
Microwave it?
Oh, yes. We've had samples that we couldn't touch the cup.
Oh, wow.
Because, whew, dude, you'd be on fire.
Well, yeah, it's...
you know, and we've had those that you've been dead for 2 days because your sample's so cold.
Okay.
So that is the catch. That's how we catch them.
How about bleaching of the hair and some other Google searches I did?
Okay, so if you bleach your hair, all right, so for lack of... If you imagine a pencil and the lead that goes through the center of the pencil, just imagine that pencil is each strand of hair.
Okay.
That lead is the blood that flows through your hair, which makes your hair healthy. When you have split ends at the end of your hair, it's because it's dead. There's no more blood flowing
sure.
through there. Okay. So when we collect a hair sample, we actually collect the hair, send it to the laboratory, and they test the follicle as well as the blood flowing through the center.
So really they want the lead.
There you go.
They want the lead. Mm-hmm. The casing is fine,
mm-hmm.
but it's the lead that tells the story.
Right.
Okay.
Because when they get it at the laboratory, they wash it. So shampoos, conditioners, dyes, everything's stripped from the outside.
Sure.
So when you bleach your hair, unless you can fix that blood, have a good day.
So that'd get flagged and they'd throw it out.
They would, the bleach would be stripped off before they test it.
Sure, okay.
So they're realistically probably still going to fail.
Which one is probably the most accurate?
Hair testing probably because it's hard to cheat.
And it's probably the most expensive too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. When we do hair testing, we start at the top of the head, we work our way to the waist.
And we see whatever.
If we don't have hair, we start at the ankle, and our goal is to find a hair sample.
I imagine the
we don't necessarily go there though.
Right.
They don't pay me enough for that.
That would be the last resort,
to say the least.
Yes. What is the most common drug testing these days?
Urine.
I know in terms of type of drug.
Oh, positive rate.
Yeah.
Positive. We'll always see marijuana is going to be number one.
Marijuana.
Poof, meth and heroin probably following right behind.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It used to be coke number two. Now I'm thinking meth and heroin. Those opiates are really taking the toll.
I was going to ask about prescription drugs.
Well, that's under that opiate category.
Okay. And is that, have you seen an increase of that?
Mm-hmm.
And then how does that work? Because I would imagine people have prescriptions for them, or they don't.
Yeah.
So then do they have to go to the next step of saying, now you got to show us the doctor's note.
Mm-hmm. What happens is, if we're using a rapid drug screen, which is like a home pregnancy test.
Is that what this is?
Yep. Gives us a quick answer. Okay.
Oh, geez, this one's full.
Oh, it's just water.
Okay. Sorry, there was liquid in there.
It's just water. It's okay. It's quite okay. So
it's just water.
It's just water.
Okay.
So if I have a non-negative, I don't call it positive, on a screen, I send the same sample to the laboratory.
Okay.
And they test it for the drug I tell them to test it for.
And this one has a thermometer right on it.
Every cup has it.
So if somebody is to urinate in this cup, then...
I see a blue-green dot
okay.
at the temperature that it's at. Most of what we see is about 94 degrees when we pick it up.
And I see AMP, which is...
Amphetamines.
And then COC, cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
MAT...
MET is meth.
Meth. OPI must be opiates.
Mm-hmm.
And THC would be marijuana.
Correct.
Okay. And this would be a 5-panel then.
Correct.
Okay.
So here's a 10-panel.
Oh. 10 panels got twice as much.
Yeah.
Barbiturates.
Yep. Benzodiazepines.
Okay. PCP.
Yep.
MDMA.
Ecstasy.
Oh. Is that still around?
You're not that old? Yeah.
I mean, this that was in the 90s.
Welcome to Flashback of the United States.
Well, I suppose drugs, if as long as people can get
if
them, they
can
keep doing
them.
If
I can get impaired, I'm there.
That's true. I mean, people are probably still huffing paint for all I know.
And
would that show up on one of these? No, but it would definitely, that would
and
be.
Dust off, and they huff everything. Anything. Okay. I mean, if you went out and huffed a gas can, you're going to become impaired.
Right, right.
Because it affects your brain.
Mm-hmm. But that would not show up on a drug test. That would just show
no.
up in your
brain.
Lethargic ways.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a chance. We can't necessarily test for that.
So, how about when it comes to parents and it comes to, say, schools or, you know, something along those lines, that non-employer based. Mm-hmm. Do you see much of that?
Not enough.
Not enough?
In my opinion.
Okay.
But it's like the DARE program. They do DARE until the first grade,
mm-hmm.
then they graduate, and then they go to school.
Right.
Where peer pressure starts. And then they don't teach them anymore. Well, the only way we're going to stop what's going on in the world now is to teach them. And we have to start young.
Mm-hmm.
That this is how they need to know the real stuff. But
how would you suggest doing that?
I think it should be part of the health curriculum.
Okay.
Until you graduate.
Just an educational or a scared straight or a...
You know, when I talk to the kids and I show them pictures of drugs and things that have happened, nobody told us that.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know. They're only going by what they've heard.
Yeah.
Well, if you go and ask your grandparents about marijuana, they're going to say it used to grow in every field and, oh, you know. Well, they have a different perspective of somebody who's currently living in Colorado where it's recreational.
I was going to say, last time I was in Colorado, you can see it in picture windows. People are growing it right in their living room.
It's legal.
And they're trading clones
mm-hmm.
in the public park
mm-hmm.
because they can. Because
you can.
And
you could go into the store, just like going to a liquor store here in Fargo, and pick out from a variety what you want,
mm-hmm.
what you're looking for. Medically, it's the same thing. And even though I'm in testing, I believe in medical marijuana. It's got huge benefits.
Mm-hmm.
But again, there's a proper place for it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want everybody high. I don't want you driving down the road and the guy next to you being so impaired he can't drive.
Mm-hmm.
People die that way. I've lost too many people to impaired people. But it's all that education. When you grew up, what was the best thing you could do when you were 15 years old? Steal booze from mom. Go out in the ditch and drink it,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Hit the back roads, woo-hoo! Well, it's not any different now. It's just that they're picking illicit things.
How about the medical marijuana?
Mm-hmm.
It's legal in Minnesota, but that's through pills and a few other things.
You can't smoke it.
You can't smoke it,
okay.
Right. But there is THC that could go in your body through a medical card.
Yes.
And in Colorado,
mm-hmm.
and actually I think
27 states.
And from all indications, it's going to be on the ballot in North Dakota.
Yep.
And there's even a chance that recreational might be on the ballot in North Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
How are employees dealing with this? Is it just a straight...
Employees or employers?
Employers.
Okay.
Employers.
Employers are thinking it's not going to happen.
Okay, but let's say it happens. Are they going to follow Colorado and say, we have to come up with a company policy now? And
well, they should already have that.
You think they should?
Oh, for sure. And you should already be proactive in getting your policy ready for this. It's like all of the Minnesota employers that have nothing in their policies about medical marijuana. Well, if I qualify and I get my card and I can have medical marijuana, yeah, I can't smoke it, but I'd still fail a drug test.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if that employer doesn't have it in his policy, he's kind of SOL.
Well, my understanding is Moorhead just opened a dispensary,
mm-hmm.
and they have hash oil or some kind of oil.
CBD oil.
CBD oil, there we go. And they've got the pills that you can take, which I don't think the CBC would show up on your drug
CBD.
Test. CBD, yeah, because I'm very much into it. The CBD oil would show up on this drug test because it says THC.
Right.
But if you took some sort of THC with the pill,
right,
that would show up.
Correct.
And so if an employer doesn't have anything in their policy...
Mm-hmm. How are you going to fire me?
But even if they do have something in their policy, that seems very litigious down the road.
The U.S. is way ahead of the rules. But I don't want the government involved in recreational or medical marijuana simply because they got their fingers in too much.
Mm-hmm.
That's...
Sure, no.
You know? But... When it happens, if you aren't ready, you're going to be stuck.
Well, I see, honestly, we're entering a state where medical marijuana is going to be compared to prescription drugs very soon, if it's not already.
It could actually eliminate a lot of the opiate issues.
It very well could, couldn't it?
Mm-hmm. It really could. Because it can provide a comparable relief that the opiates are.
Okay.
And it's not as addictive, and it's not as altering. But it's all how you're understanding. When I talk to people about the medical part, it's, here's a marijuana plant. Mm-hmm. This is THC getting high. This is cannabidiol, CBD, the healthy part.
The part where they're finding amazing strides fighting cancer.
I can honestly tell you that in August of 14, I took my girlfriend's stage 4 ovarian cancer to Denver. Here's the deal, honey, get in the car, let's go see.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing this 22 years, and I taught college 4 years before that. What do you mean CBD's legal in the nation? Did you know that?
In the nation?
You can order it and have it mailed to your home.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Yeah. It was like, say, what? How come we don't get to know this? Who's not telling us this?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we spent 12 and a half hours in 3 stores. We were on a mission for information. And I was probably a bad influence because, what do you mean? I had lots of questions.
Mm-hmm.
I actually brought some home. My 80-year-old father's been on it. Last January, respiratory failure twice. He hasn't been in the hospital since.
Hmm.
And all he does is takes a spray every day.
I've interviewed 5 people who have gotten off prescription medicine because of that CBD. And in fact, 3 of them are nurses who work for hospitals.
Who probably potentially were feeding their habit.
They would be fired
mm-hmm.
if the hospital knew they were taking medical marijuana
mm-hmm.
in the black market.
Mm-hmm.
But because of that, they're no longer on prescription drugs or in pain.
Correct.
And one gal, she makes a cake. And she eats 1 square in the morning
mm-hmm.
of gluten-free cake.
Mm-hmm.
And she hasn't had Crohn's mm-hmm. since she's done that.
If you go and review in the history of our U.S., the Schaefer Report.
Okay. I haven't done that.
It's a report that was given to our president. And it...
Which one?
In 1974.
Okay. You're and, born.
And it actually showed the benefits of marijuana. Being a pharmaceutical man, he made the right decision and squashed that report.
Okay. Well, I see that the National Drug Administration, or Paulus Federation, just came out and claimed that it was beneficial last week.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this was big news in the mm-hmm. industry. We're doing a 12-part series called the Cannabis Caucus.
Mm-hmm.
And it has been an eye-opener for me.
If you would have told me in 1975 that pot would ever have any benefits to anything, I'd probably still be rolling on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm hard-pressed because my job to stand up and say, whoa, we should be checking into this a little more.
So let me ask you this. Who is your primary customer? Is it employers or is it people coming in off the street and drug testing themselves?
Employers.
Okay. Do you have people that come in and test themselves?
Yes.
Like, I got a job interview next week. I want to make sure I'm
clean. And it's quite amazing. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, and it's sad to say, they come in because, and it's like, really, you don't know if you can pass?
I suppose with marijuana, though, anywhere from 2 weeks to 90 days.
Yep, because they'll come in, and even though they really only need to test for marijuana, they'll have us test them for 10 drugs. Just
to make sure.
Just in case somebody... Okay, if whatever,
Just in case that powdered sugar was cocaine.
Yep. Oh, and people tell the best stories.
I bet.
Because that's happened, you know.
Oh, I'm sure.
If you go to the dentist and get Novocaine, you could fail for cocaine. No, not really, but we've heard those stories.
I suppose, though, there's a lot of fear because, you know, you look at the sporting world. And people are getting suspended every day because they'll buy something over the counter. Mm-hmm. They'll pop some ibuprofen or they'll drink a creatine drink or something like that. And there's some designer drug or synthetic drug in there that shows up on one of these tests. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe not these tests, but a more in-depth test.
Well, when we're doing it, this test is very comparable to what the laboratory does.
Okay.
Okay. And truthfully, because I'm testing the urine right now,
mm-hmm.
I feel it's almost a better test, because if I ingest a detox product, even after I've void in the cup, it continues to work. So realistically, by the time this gets to the laboratory, it's already cleaned itself up.
Okay. How about the, here I'm drinking water with jalapeno seed tea, basically.
You told me that.
It's jalapeno water.
Yeah.
Which gets my bowl running.
I was thinking I'd be...
Is there anything that people can drink to trick one of these tests?
Yeah, bleach.
Oh my word. What do you mean bleach?
Like household bleach.
They drink it? Wouldn't they die?
Well, they'll eventually be on dialysis, but they potentially could pass their drugs through.
I mean, that seems a bit odd to me. Is there anything else? Like, isn't there like things you can order in magazines?
Heavens, yes. Okay. And you can go to any store and buy a body detoxification. Everybody's into it. Cleanse your body.
Oh, sure, yeah.
It's cleansing all the toxins out. So, potentially, it's going to help mask. Yeah.
Okay.
We're getting into fingernail testing now. I envision...
Well, that would be very accurate.
Well, you can't really... Unless they're fake, you can't cheat it.
Right, that would be very accurate. I could see toenail testing, mm-hmm. fingernail testing. Mm-hmm. You know, that would... And you wouldn't need too much.
It's still new technology.
Okay.
It's still kind of expensive, but it's coming.
So let's transition then into DNA, which mm-hmm. would be fingernail testing too.
Actually, we just do a buccal swab.
Okay. Can you use a fingernail?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the preferred, but if it's...
Oh, heavens, yes. Okay. I could send a pair of underwear you brought in to have it tested.
I've heard people try to do Kleenexes.
But
I would imagine the percentage goes down.
When we do a screen, I need to know it's properly collected and secured. If you bring something in to me and say, can you test this? No.
Okay.
Because I don't know where it came from. I don't know how it was collected. I don't know that it was done properly, so no.
How about with the DNA, are these paternity tests mostly?
Mm-hmm.
Are these curious or court-ordered?
A lot are court-ordered or familial-ordered. We want to know. We've had people as old as 75 come in and want to test themselves and this individual because potentially they could be the dad of this 60-year-old guy.
There's inheritance involved.
Mm-hmm. Or
child support involved.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm. And then I suppose just even curiosity of...
Yeah. Well, it kind of looks like me. I better see if I did it. Yeah.
Adoptions would probably come into play.
Yeah.
Okay. What is there many of those going on? There is, okay.
Yeah. More than you would ever dream.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, yeah, because you know, for me, I would think that would be such a small part of a business, but then the amount of child support and ways people try to get out of child support, mm-hmm. and even with the inheritance thing that I just thought of right now, I guess I could see quite a few of them.
Yeah, it's more common than you would think.
So what would be the swab then? You take a, like a, whatever you want to call it, a strep throat type thing?
Yeah, on the inside of the cheek.
Okay, and then you put send it to the lab?
Yeah. They compare it to your swab versus my swab versus the child. Oh, he's not the father, because there would be none of your DNA in that child.
Sure.
They can get it to 99% accurate.
Okay, so that is pretty, I mean, it's fairly
accurate. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, which is almost 100%. They just say 99 to
if that,
cover
yeah.
their butts.
There you go, because nobody's 100%.
Right.
You
right.
know, so, but if we get a result back that says, well, it's only like 72% chance you're the parent, odds are you maybe didn't do it.
Okay. Is there anything you want to add to this interview? People that either do you think people should know, or anything we neglected to talk about, or
educate yourself, educate your children, learn what's out there. I tell everybody, take a trip to the local head shop, go see what's out there, go see what they can do to cheat the test. When I talk to employers, do you know what a stash container looks like? Do you know what I could hide in a stash container?
What is a stash container?
Okay, so
I mean, I'm just thinking of that Saturday Night Live skit where they
kind
keep
of.
Saying, put your weed in there.
Kind of.
I mean, that,
put your weed in there. Oh, we might as well bring the whole fun tub then.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, see, I got all kinds of good stuff.
Okay, this is a bottle of Dasani. I hear something in there, though. Okay. Oh, for cool.
Oh, for cool, he says.
Oh, that is neat. So, Coca-Cola selling stash kits? Sorry, Dasani.
I'm not really sure that Coca-Cola knows that they're doing this. But, yeah, it's a pretty... It's sold to do hide your jewelry, to hide your...
Oh, sure. Yeah, it's kind of like when they sell a pipe and they say it's for tobacco use.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. See, now I know what I'm looking for.
Uh-huh.